Zoomer Radio Luba, Let It Go, and the sexy sounds of Barry White on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Big doings in the city this weekend with the annual Doors Open Toronto, a rare and very cool opportunity to get a peek inside some of the city's most fascinating buildings and architectural features, 140 sites, and most are off limits to you except during Doors Open. Our guest is Christine Williamson, city programmer for Doors Open Toronto. Welcome, welcome, Christine.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Christine. 140 buildings, including the Zoomerplex. Obviously, you can't see them all. So if you're a Doors Open enthusiast, what is the best strategy in seeing some of Toronto's iconic buildings?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best way to do it is to plan out your weekend. And we really encourage people to go to our website at toronto.ca/doorsopen. We've got a full map of all the sites you can view by area. You can filter by looking at sites that are just brand new this year. And you can also pick up a physical map at City Hall this weekend and any of our operating sites if you're going to be out and about.
Okay, I know this is like picking a favorite child, but can you name maybe five must-sees? I mean, there are 140, and I wouldn't even know where to begin. It would be like a sea of, I want to see them all. So give us five.
Yeah, okay. This is very, very tough because, we're just so lucky to have all of these partners on board. But if there's absolutely five that you have to see this weekend, I would say, definitely the Zoomerplex. There is some amazing stuff. We know that there's some great programming happening down there. And if you're going to be nearby, the Juno Awards and Music Counts office is going to be open as well, which is a really interesting space down there. But the Elma Combo, that legendary stage that is absolutely steeped in Toronto's music history, is going to be open all weekend, and we're really excited about that. Osgoode Hall next to City Hall is also going to be open again this year. They have not joined us since 2019, so we're really excited to have them back. Billy Bishop Airport, I know a lot of folks have probably flown out of here, but it's a really interesting opportunity to see some of the behind-the-scenes work that they do there, and they have a lot of great programming lined up. I would also say the McCowan Car House. If you're out in Scarborough, the McCowan Car House, this is going to be a really unique opportunity to see a space that is never usually open to the public. And if anybody is interested in trains or transit, it's a really interesting space. How many have I got to?
That was more than five. That 11 was good.
But that's okay. Yes. Yes.
And if you're doing Doors Open for the very first time, what can you expect when you arrive at these buildings? Is it a formal tour? Are you taken in groups? How does it work?
Yeah, the great thing about Doors Open is that it's a little bit different at every site. So our partners approach it in different ways, and some will have guided tours. Some will allow you to just kind of go around on your own. Some will have additional programming, right? You know, our theme this year is City of Sound, so we're expecting additional performances. Sometimes there will be workshops and crafts and other activities for families. So it really runs the gamut, but the best way to find out is to check our website and to look at every single one of those sites have their own webpage, and you can learn a little bit more about the programming that they have on offer and if there are guided tours or if it's self-guided.
Yeah, and I think geography is key, don't you? I mean, I feel like in your conversation just now, you really should pick a favorite and then see what's around that favorite, because if you start hopping from Scarborough to downtown Toronto and then to Etobicoke and then north to Midtown, you're only going to get to maybe one or two or three spots, right?
Yeah, geography is a great way to do it, right? Because the great thing about this event is that the spaces really are kind of clustered together. So pretty much anywhere you go, with the exception of a very few outliers, you are going to find another Doors Open site that's probably nearby, right? So you can check out the maps, you can look online, and you can figure out, okay, if I'm going to, the Toronto Dominion Tower 54th floor, which is at King and Bay, is going to be a very popular spot. What else is around there, right? Like, there's a lot of other things in and around that space, so...
Sounds good. Okay, so for more details, go to toronto.ca/doors open. And don't forget to come to the Zoomerplex, of course, here Liberty Village, because Janie will be here tomorrow afternoon. Producer Andy, myself, Robbie Lane, Eva D, we're going to be here Saturday morning. Gene Stevens will be here Sunday. So you got to come by because there is so much to see and do here at the Zoomerplex. And then, just like Christine said, map out the balance of your day by seeing what else is, you know, and what other places are taking part in Doors Open. City programmer for Doors Open Toronto, Christine Williamson, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
I hope it's a fun weekend.
Yes, happy Doors Open to everyone.